Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Afternoon. I'm Celeste Youngblood, coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Friday, September 15th, 2017, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. A Vatican diplomat has been recalled while under investigation for child pornography. Then I'll have your stock market report and saint of the day. Another random act of Islamic orthodoxy took place in Paris, this time with a hammer. And an unusual summer snowstorm is due to hit parts of Idaho this weekend. The Associated Press reports that an unnamed priest who held a position at the Vatican's embassy in Washington, D.C., was recalled back to Rome at the request of U.S. prosecutors, who asked that the priest be charged back home and face trial for possession of child pornography. The priest, who upon investigation was not found to be producing or disseminating the porn, was in possession of images of prepubescent children. Vatican prosecutors are currently investigating the matter. Pope Francis has pledged zero tolerance for sexual abuse, and these allegations are surfacing as the Vatican's prefect for the Secretariat of the Economy, Cardinal George Pell, is on trial in Australia for decades-old allegations of sexual abuse. The State Department had asked the Vatican to lift diplomatic immunity on August 21st, but that request was denied. In the Vatican, possession of child pornography carries a jail sentence of up to 2 years and a 10,000 euro fine. U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops head Cardinal Daniel DiNardo said that the case is serious and he hopes the Vatican is, quote, forthcoming with more details. And now it's time for your stock market report. Stocks are hitting another record high this week. Before we reveal the most current figures for the market, here is an analysis of this week's market gains from CNBC.
We had a lot of volume here on the floor this morning, quadruple witching. Happens four times a year, almost 400 million shares just on the floor. That's a lot for the morning. That didn't move the markets, though. Retail sales, industrial production, a little disappointing. That didn't move the market, really. Subway attack in London didn't really move the market. You know what moved the market? North Korea, walking home. Look at this. This is the futures overnight. Walking home, 6 o'clock last night. Word comes out, North Korea fires another missile over Japan. That's that red line to the downside. We lost 7 points in the S&P futures immediately. And as you can see, we're still down fractionally. The Dow is slightly to the upside. But North Korea is what really moves markets these days. Sectors, what's just kind of an indeterminate open, 3-2 advancing to declining stocks. Healthcare up a little bit, as you can see here. Energy up a little bit. Energy's flat. Now, tech, indeterminate open, consumer staples. This is, again, a little bit on either side of positive or negative. But for the week, the S&P is up more than 1%, and we've been having what I've been calling mini rallies all throughout the week in three particular sectors. Bank stocks up about 3%, energy, another rally in energy, semiconductors as well. The big discussion is about energy and what to do with it. Everybody hates this sector, everybody, but we're getting one of those periodic rallies. And whenever you get oil moving up aggressively, about 5% for the week, you get rallies in these exploration and production stocks and the oil services names.
So let's see what the market's doing now. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 45 points and as of right now is up 44 points at 22,247. The NASDAQ yesterday closed down 31 points and as of right now is up 17 points at 6,446. The S&P 500 yesterday closed down 3 points and as of right now is up 2 points at 2,497. Crude oil is down 15 cents at $49.74 a barrel. In the world markets, the Japanese Nikkei closed up 103 points and the Hong Kong Hang Seng closed up 30. The London FTSE 100 closed down 79 and the DAX in Germany closed down 22. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Pio of Pietrelcina. Let us bind ourselves tightly to the sorrowful heart of our Heavenly Mother and reflect on its boundless grief and how precious is our soul. Today in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Catherine of Genoa. Catherine was born in 1447 in Genoa of an illustrious family line which spawned two popes. She was extraordinarily holy from her youth, gifted in prayer and devoted to Christ's passion and penance. Turned away from the convent at 13, she was married at 16 to a faithless, ill-tempered man. To escape her miserable marriage, she distracted herself with things of the world, and her faith became lukewarm. Following a nun's advice to go to confession, she received a supernatural experience in the confessional, in which she saw her own sinfulness and understood clearly the love of God. Her life would be forever changed and marked with even more severe penances as the Holy Spirit led her. Two great works are attributed to her: Treatise on Purgatory and Dialogues of the Soul and Body. She was instrumental in the conversion of her husband, and after his death devoted her life to caring for the sick in the hospital of Genoa. She died in 1510. St. Catherine of Genoa, pray for us. Another random act of Islamic orthodoxy took place in Paris today. This follows on the heels of the attempted stabbing of a soldier by a Muslim spewing ISIS slogans this morning. On the street of Chalon-sur-Saône, a man shouting Allahu Akbar assaulted two women with a hammer. One of the women was injured seriously and the other had minor injuries. France has been a common target of Islamic orthodoxy. I thought I might take a few minutes and give a rundown of the attacks which she has endured since 2004. In 2004, a car bomb exploded in front of the Indonesian embassy, and an Islamic group took responsibility for the bombing. In 2012, an Islamic terrorist killed an adult and three children at a Jewish school. In 2015, the attacks picked up. A gunman attacked the offices of satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. A man armed with a knife attacked a soldier in the La Défense business district. An attacker carrying an Islamist flag killed one person and injured others at a gas factory in eastern France. A gunman traveling from Amsterdam to Paris opened fire on a train, injuring three people before being subdued. Three soldiers were attacked outside a Jewish center in Nice, and 18 people were killed in the attack at the Bataclan concert hall. In 2016, Father Jacques Hamel had his throat slit at the Saint-Étienne du Rouvray while saying Mass, and a terrorist drove a truck into the crowds on Bastille Day in Nice. In Magnanville, a police officer and his wife were stabbed to death by a jihadi, and a man attacked a police station in the Rue de la Goutte d'Or. In 2017, a man with a machete tried to get into the Louvre in February. In March, security forces shot dead a man who stole a weapon from a soldier. In April, a policeman was shot dead and two officers seriously injured in a Paris terror attack on the Champs-Élysées. In June, an Algerian Islamist attacked a police officer with a hammer in front of Notre Dame. Also in June, a jihadist whose car was filled with explosives and firearms rammed his car into a police car. And in August, an Algerian Islamist rammed his car into soldiers near their barracks outside Paris. The religion of peace, they say. The Idaho State Journal is reporting that despite the fact that summer still has about another week left, parts of eastern Idaho are in line to experience a summer snowstorm. The snow should fall from Friday night through Saturday morning in Lemhi County, and higher elevations could see up to 8 inches of snow, with a predicted 2 inches for the lowlands. A second storm coming to the area between Monday and Tuesday could bring another round of snow to the area. Also under winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are western Wyoming and central Montana, with over a foot of snow forecasted to fall in some of those areas between Friday and Saturday. Although the Old Farmer's Almanac says that the intermountain region of the United States, quote, will be colder than normal, especially in the south, and that there will be above average snowfall, the Weather Service says the region should experience an average winter as regards precipitation at warmer temperatures than normal. In this Celestial Musings, the city of Atlanta is participating in a Smart City Project test program, which utilizes sensors and cameras in conjunction with self-driving vehicles to improve motor safety. Here is the mayor of Atlanta talking about this initiative.
This event marks another giant step forward for Atlanta's smart city future. It's all about our progress in being first to the future.
Progress? First to the future? What on earth is this man saying? It's all about progress. Progress towards what? G.K. Chesterton had this to say about progress. We are fond of talking about progress. That is a dodge to avoid discussing what is good. Is it good that we are becoming a society too lazy to even drive our own cars? People always want to talk about progress, but they never care to delineate towards what they are progressing. And how does one, quote, be first to the future? What's he going to do? Place the entire city of Atlanta into the TARDIS and time travel into the future? Here is Brian Mulligan, president of Applied Information, talking about this initiative.
So the future is electric, connected, and autonomous.
Electric, connected, autonomous. Electric, meaning it's bad for the environment, and the future of young African children in the Congo, some as young as 7, who slave away in the cobalt mines to provide us with the lithium batteries to run our precious electric zero-emissions vehicles. And full disclosure, we drive a Prius, but we were unaware of this issue when we bought it 7 years ago. We would not buy another one. Also, can you imagine how many things could go wrong with such systems and the astronomical cost of repairs that would be associated with them? God forbid that some sensor go out and you're too busy to take notice that you should be stopping at a red light and you are full speed ahead. The future is connected. Translate that as able to be hacked. Not good. What's going to happen when, say, Volvo decides that their brand of cars won't drive people to sexist homophobe churches? Or the government decides we have visited the grocery enough times this week? The future is autonomous. Translate, boring. Driving is fun. Why would you willingly give that up? We have a generation of people who cannot drive a stick shift. Now, we may have a generation coming up of people who cannot drive an automatic. A generation of passive passengers catapulting first to the future. Here is more of Mr. Milady talking about autonomous cars, all the while navigating one.
My feet aren't doing anything and my hands aren't doing anything. And I keep my hands here because the idea is that this is an autonomous vehicle driving with a human driver. Autonomous vehicles are where the car's got sensors and control that it can drive itself in most situations. That is probably 3 to 5 years away, where you're going to see a lot of autonomous vehicles where there'll still be a human involved to deal with the really unusual situations that the car won't deal with. That's a fundamentally safer way to drive because now you've got the car and the human driving, and that can potentially save most of the 40,000 lives that are lost on the roads each year.
You know, I'm just not buying it. I know what the idea is. I know the people are supposed to be tuned in, but they're not going to be. And how are we going to know that the car isn't going to deal with some unusual or specific situation until it doesn't kick in and deal with it? At which point, it's too late, and we're in an accident that could have been prevented if we had just been in control of our vehicle the entire time. G.K. Chesterton, again, said, "Progress is not an illegitimate word, but it is logically evident that it is illegitimate for us." I think that the more progressive they say we're becoming, the more regressive we actually become. And I'll leave you with one last Chesterton quote. "None of the modern machines, none of the modern paraphernalia, have any power except over the people who choose to use them." Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Keep yourself tuned in to the Veritas Radio Network. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Coming up next, The True Money Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, The Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.